Jeremy's all sort of this creature, this predator that's just lurking underneath this wonderful thing that can turn very owl-like and then it's hawk-like. And you know, he's very physical and theatrical at times as well, but it's completely contained. It's something that is utterly his own.
In 41 episodes between 1984 and 1994, Jeremy Brett lived the part completely and, like Basil Rathbone, would forever be linked with him.
I think one of the reasons why Jeremy Brett's performance is so definitive is because he's the one who got to do them all. Only Eileen Norwood in the 1920s ever came close. And also because he became so enveloped in the role. He was inescapably Holmes.
He is a dark, recluse, internal creature. And you can only show him through cracks in the marble, glimmers. Yeah. You can't. He's totally internal. And I find that's very hard to sustain.
But as the series wore on, the cracks in the marble became all too apparent.
At the beginning of the series, Jeremy Brett is lithe and athletic, and he's jumping around all the time.
Oh. Sorry, Holmes.
No, no! You couldn't have come at a better time!
But as they go on, he becomes more lethargic. He looks less well. Everything about them seems to be bearing down upon him.
And, of course, it chimed very strongly with his own personality. And I felt, watching him, that you were watching somebody who was working out their own demons in public through playing the part.
Jeremy Brett made his last bow as Sherlock Holmes in 1994. He died the following year. He was 61 years old. Brett's legacy was to be for many the complete Sherlock Holmes. Yet, if the screen history tells us anything, it is that Sherlock Holmes is not a fixed point in a changing age, but a protean figure taking on whatever form his adapters and players want. From Paget's initial branding of his look to the embellishments on the stage and the transformations on the screen. Now, a fresh generation of writers and actors are drawing on all these previous incarnations to present us with a new Sherlock for today. And just as he'd done before, the master detective returned from the dead to take on the world again.